All right, everyone, get ready for something different today. We're doing a deep dive into the Hammerblade V5G smartphone, IP69, and MIL STD 810H certified.
Okay, so translation for thugs at home. That means this thing laughs at dust, water, drops, like intense stuff.
No kidding. Pressure washing, a dunk in the pool, it'll keep ticking.
Exactly. And not just surviving oops moments. We're talking temperature tolerance, too. From like negative 20 Celsius to 55.
I'm picturing this phone scaling mountains with adventurers and, the middle of the desert.
What's cool is a lot of rugged phones skimp on performance, but this Hammerblade, it's not messing around.
Yeah, I was surprised by the specs. 5G network, Wi-Fi 6, 8-core processor, and wait for it.
Yeah.
Up to 14 gigs of RAM.
Whoa. More than some laptops, seriously.
Oh, I know, right?
Having that much RAM in a rugged phone, I think they're going after users who need serious apps in tough places.
Yeah. Like, imagine an architect using 3D modeling software right there on the construction site.
Exactly. Or scientists gathering data out in the field. This is blurring the line between work tool and your everyday phone.
Definitely. And speaking of long days on the job or out in the wilderness, we got to talk about this battery.
Yeah, yeah.
5,000 milliliter, claimed to get you 27 hours of talk time.
But the real kicker is replaceable battery. In 2024, that's like a vintage find.
I know, right? Such a throwback. What do you think the strategy is there?
Well, it could be a few things. Appealing to people who care about the environment, so they don't have to replace their whole phone every couple years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or maybe it's about being practical. For folks who are off the grid for long stretches, imagine, swap out a dead battery on a backpacking trip, no need for those bulky power banks.
Take a totally different approach from all the sleek, sealed-up phones everyone else is making. Speaking of different, there's one thing that really caught my eye, night vision camera mode.
Night vision.
And I'm not talking about that old grainy green stuff. They're saying clear photos and videos in low light.
Oh, wow. What are they, what kind of stuff are they showing it being used for?
Oh, exploring caves, watching wildlife at night, you know, that kind of thing.
Interesting. But it could be useful beyond just adventures, right?
Oh, yeah.
Think about like emergency responders working in the dark. Or even someone fixing something under their sink with the lights off.
Okay, yeah. Suddenly, night vision's not so gimmicky. It's actually kind of practical.
And that seems to be the theme with this whole phone so far. All about practicality.
Totally. Which brings us to the Hammer Key and this Hammer Toolbox app they've got. They're making this phone way more than just for calls and texts.
Yeah, for sure. The Hammer Key is like a customizable button. You can set it to access stuff quickly, like your flashlight or taking a screenshot or even opening an app.
So handy.
Imagine you're wearing gloves, it's freezing, you need your compass fast. Having that dedicated button's got to be amazing.
It's like a shortcut to the most important tools right when you need them. Then you've got the Hammer Toolbox app, which is full of, well, tools.
Oh, yeah, like a gradienter, picture hanging tool, protractor, a sound meter, a compass, of course, a flashlight.
Wow.
It's like a digital toolkit. You might not need them every day, but when you do, it's a lifesaver, especially if you're the type who's always building or fixing or exploring stuff.
It all comes back to that same user, right?
Yeah.
Someone who values getting things done and needs a phone that can handle anything.
Totally. But we shouldn't forget some of the smaller things they've included, too. Those can make a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
They've got things like VoLTE and VoWiFi, so you get clear calls even with bad reception. NFC for contactless payments. eSIM support if you want to switch carriers easily. And get this, a good old-fashioned headphone jack.
See? They thought of everything. I got to admit, I'm one of those people who still loves wired headphones. Plugging in and knowing you've got that solid connection and the best sound quality.
It's so interesting how they've packed all this in, the latest tech and the classics. And it's still rugged and tough, definitely trying to be different. That's what makes it so cool to look at.
So taking a step back, who's this Hammerblade V5G really for?
That's what we're going to figure out next. We'll dive deeper into the marketing, how they talk about it, the pictures they use, see how they're positioning this phone, who they want to connect with. Because this is not your average phone. That much is clear. It's got a purpose.
It definitely does. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back to break down the marketing and see if we can crack the code on who the Hammerblade V5G is made for.
So we were talking about the Hammerblade having a purpose, right? Let's get into the marketing, see how they're selling this thing.
Yeah, who's the star of this rugged phone adventure story they're telling.
Well, the pictures and the words they use, they paint a pretty clear picture. We see like hikers on crazy trails, mountain bikers going all out, construction workers, you know, out in the elements.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Like this phone is for people who do things their way, don't back down from a challenge.
They really show it being used in like extreme situations.
Right.
One ad's got it covered in mud. Another, it's strapped to a kayak going through rapids. They're not just saying it's tough. They're showing you.
Yeah. And the words they use, it's like unbreakable, unstoppable, fearless, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Describing the phone, but also kind of describing the person using it.
Like, don't let your tech hold you back. Go explore. Go create. Go on adventures.
That's it. But it's not just about being tough, right? They're talking about the smarts, too.
Right.
All the advanced features. It's not just showing off specs. It's like, these are tools to help you live that adventurous life.
Like that RAM, the 14 gigs. It's not just a number. It's being able to edit a 4K video from your mountain biking trip, no problem. Or using some crazy mapping software, you know, way off the grid.
Totally. Yeah. And the replaceable battery, that's more than just convenient. It's like a lifeline. You can stay connected, get those amazing shots no matter how far you go.
It's like they knew exactly what this user needs, someone who wants it all. Ruggedness, power, a phone that adapts to anything.
It's really smart how they avoid some of the obvious criticisms, too. This phone is not winning any beauty contests, let's be real.
It's kind of thick.
Yeah, it's bulky.
They're not going for the slimmest, sleekest design.
But it works because they're not targeting people who care about that. They know their audience, people who want function over fashion. They need a phone that can handle anything.
And for those people, that junky design, it's a good thing.
Right. It shows it's tough, it's reliable.
Exactly. It's like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You know, so it shows you're part of that adventurous crowd.
So do you think they're actually reaching that audience with this marketing? Is it working?
I think they've done a great job creating like an identity for this phone. It's clear who they're talking to.
Yeah.
And they're speaking their language, you know, whether it's someone who loves weekend hikes or they're outdoors all the time or their job takes them to tough places. They've shown how this phone fits into that life, makes it better.
And they've got the features to back it up. It's not just the story. They're giving you the tools to actually live that story.
Right. And that's what makes this Hammerblade stand out from all the, you know, the same old smartphones out there. It's more than just a device. It's like a tool to help you do more.
I'm starting to see the appeal, honestly. Having a phone that's ready for anything, pushing limits, getting a little dirty.
It's a nice change from all those delicate phones that we baby all the time. So we've looked at the marketing. We see who they're going after.
Yeah.
This phone is definitely unique. But what does it mean for the average person?
That's a great question. Makes you think about, you know, how our phones affect how we use tech, how we see the world.
Yeah.
Are we so used to these fragile, pretty phones, we're afraid to actually use them?
Are we missing out on stuff because we don't want to damage our expensive gadgets?
Maybe this Hammerblade, it's like a wake-up call. Tech can be freeing.
Yeah.
It can help us explore more, do more, connect with the world, you know, in a real way without holding back.
It's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
Might make us rethink the phones we choose.
Absolutely. But before we get too deep here, there's one more thing about the Hammerblade we got to talk about. That night vision camera.
Oh, yeah. Right. We talked about some of the obvious ways to use it, but I want to dig a little deeper. What else can it do?
Let's do it. Sometimes the coolest stuff is what we don't expect. It opens up whole new possibilities.
All right, so night vision. I'll be honest, at first I thought, okay, that's a gimmick, but I'm coming around.
Yeah, it's easy to think that way. But remember who this phone is for, right? Adventurers, outdoorsy types, people working in crazy conditions. Suddenly, night vision makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Like, besides the obvious, you know, exploring caves, finding your way around a campsite at night, what other uses could this have?
Well, imagine you're a wildlife photographer. You want to get those amazing shots of nocturnal animals.
Right.
Now you can see them without disturbing them.
Oh, that's cool.
And think about astronomers. No more lugging around giant night vision goggles. They could use their phone for stargazing.
That's so smart.
Exactly. And even like search and rescue teams, finding people in the dark. We were talking about those everyday uses before too, right?
Yeah.
Fixing stuff in a dim basement, the power goes out, boom, night vision. Can't find your way in a dark room, no problem. It's really practical when you think about it.
Totally. It's like taking something that used to be super specialized, high-tech gear, and putting it in everyone's pocket. That kind of seems to be the whole point of this phone, right? Taking tech out of its little bubble and giving it to people who actually use it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like Tech should help us do things, not hold us back. And this hammer blade, it's for people who want to push the limits of what they can do and what their phone can do.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, here's the big question. Would a phone like this change how you use tech, how you see the world?
Would you be more likely to go explore, try new things, knowing your phone can keep up?
Would you be less worried about, you know, babying your phone all the time, afraid to get it dirty?
Think about it. Would it open up new ideas, new ways to see and experience things?
These are the questions we'll leave you with today. Sometimes the most exciting tech isn't about the specs. It's about how it makes you think differently, how it helps you live a bigger, more adventurous life.
I think that's what innovation really means, not just building something new, but building something that changes how we experience the world.
And that's what makes this Hammerblade V5G so fascinating. So we'll leave you to think about those possibilities. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.